In this episode, well, the Wirebuzz crew is about to roll out of the office to film a client commercial, and I'm going to bring you into a quick little discussion about the commercial.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o!
Hello.
Right now I'm in the studio with Alicia Longo. She's one of Wirebuzz's rock star producers who's been crushing it all over the country, going around and filming some videos. And I just noticed the crew is packing up right now, and I grabbed them to say, yo, let's tell your story. You're working on a medical client commercial. Tell me, kind of bring me into the big picture of what you guys are planning for tomorrow.
Yeah, so this is going to be a two-day shoot. I hired 7 actors over the course of 2 days. We have 4 different locations. So it's going to be a lot of moving here, moving there. It's going to go really well. So a lot of pre-pro went into it. I mean, working with agencies, finding contractors, makeup artists, locking down locations. So it's been fun.
One of these commercials has a complexity magnitude of like 7x over a normal video. See or no?
Oh, yes.
No, this is a bilingual episode. Oh. See or no?
See.
Yes. All right. So when you're looking for talent, talk to me about the agency, but also how you have to bring those like narrowed down talent back to the client for their sign off, approval, modifications.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's most important that I know what the client wants and what they're expecting for their commercial. So I usually have a sit-down meeting with them and talk about what their expectations are. And then I work directly with the agency on those expectations. And I do a full-on casting call and, yeah, present those options to them. And we work together to narrow down the list.
And in the casting call, the agency is going to be sending you videos of people so you have an idea what they're going to look like on camera?
Yeah, I get a full profile of them. I actually scheduled Zoom calls with all of them that I was interested in and made sure that, you know, that they looked like their pictures.
Alicia, No, but it's kind of like a dating site where you're like, I got to make sure this person's real.
You don't want to be catfished.
Right, totally. So when I worked, I've never shared this story, when I worked at the Fox Lab, which is where all Fox TV, their shows are created, and then they go to the network if they get picked up. Just on casting call day, you walk through the lobby of your office and you're like, these people just annoy the hell out of me. Like all of them, super good looking with freakish eyes. And you're like, yeah, they're all made for TV, but I hate all of them. Right? Okay, so the client then gave you feedback. You selected your crew. Tell me about the different locations you're going to tomorrow. You're filming this in the Phoenix area, but what are like the different locations you're going to?
Yeah, so we're actually going to be visiting an Airbnb in Tempe first, and then we're going to be heading up north to Scottsdale and shooting in Chaparral Park. And then the next day, we're going to be shooting at Papago Park and then moving to a doctor's office that we actually rented for the afternoon.
All right, so you've got 2 parks. I know the parks. One of them has a lake in the center with like a running path around. The other one's more like hiking, mountain biking kind of a scene. And then you guys have a bike here in the office today.
Yeah, shout out to Jason Fair for that bike and Jordan for the helmet, water bottle, and glasses.
Yeah, so our crew grabbed the props and everything. Does the do the parks know we're coming in to do this?
We're just going to
poach it.
Yeah, we're just going to do it.
All right, so anybody who's listening right now, keep that on the down low, okay? Like, don't sell us out. By the way, there is a hiking trail right here close to our office that's called the Gateway. It's Gateway. And as you go up to do the hike, which is one of Wendy and Todd's favorite hikes, there is a sign there that says, to all video production crews, you have to go through the city and blah, blah, blah. I swear to you, it's 100% because of us, because it's Todd and Wendy's favorite spot. And over the years, we've poached a lot of shoots from that location.
I would rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Finished product, television style commercial?
Yes, television. It's going to be played on linear television, broadcast, and then, you know, stations like Hulu or platforms like Hulu.
That's really cool. One of the great things about platforms like Hulu is they don't have any shame about playing the same commercial a zillion times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just boom, they drop that thing in your head, and then when you're done with it, it's like, here we go again, boom, all over again. She's Alicia Longo. She's one of Wirebuzz's rock star producers, and the last thing she needed to do today was to jump on the Toddcast. Thank you for doing that with me.
Yes, of course. Thanks, everybody.
And to talk to you about some of the technical aspects of the commercial, I'm joined by Devin Dresbeck, who you know from this podcast. Devin is our director on set. What is up?
Yo, yo. Thanks for having me back.
Dude, always fun. Really, I know, like Alicia, you're like, dude, I don't know. We got a lot going on, Todd. So let's get down to it. Tell me about the, you got different locations for your shoot, and Alicia tipped us off on that. But what's going through a director the night before? You're trying to think of all of the aspects that you need, your shot list, all those things, right?
Yeah, well, it's a big balancing act. There are larger things to think about, like locations, craft services, making sure talent has the right costuming and stuff. But then there's lower level stuff, not lower level, but smaller things that are more like working with talent, what you want your direction to be, kind of refining the process of the themes and the style of the script and trying to translate that to screen. So it's really, you know, a lot of high level, a lot of low level, and just finding the right balance between that.
Now, Devin, I know you've gone on location. You've already scouted out. Do you have the shots in your head that you want?
I do also have them on paper, too. We have a shot list that we had a professional storyboard artist come in, and I worked with her, and we were able to lay these out exactly how the commercial is going to play out, show that to client, get their approval, their stamp of approval, and then everyone's on the same page. We know what we're trying to capture on set on the day.
Diva, one of the things I love about this is it removes a lot of the artistic guesswork, right? Like on shoot day, that's not your day to like all of a sudden start getting artistic, right? You just execute on shoot day.
Just execute. You took the word right out of my mouth. Just execute. That's all you want to do on set. You want to prep yourself, set yourself and the entire team up for success to just execute on the day. Because when the clock starts ticking, you really don't have time to go left, right, outside of the lanes that you set for yourself. You got to get in there and you got to do it exactly how you planned.
All right, so I'm going to go a little bilingual here. I'm going to keep you on your toes. The answer is going to be C or no. Are you ready to play C or no?
C.
Good. C right there, dude. You're winning, bro. You're winning. Okay, so let's see. Is it common for clients on shoot day to start for the first time getting creative and excited, thinking that things can be changed? See or no?
See, muy see. Muy
see. Yes, si. Right? That's really common.
That's probably not correct, but
muy see.
Muy see. Yeah.
But what I love about that, it's like I want people to know that everything happens in pre-production, and now you're in production and you just execute. Give me an idea of the cameras tomorrow that you're shooting with.
So tomorrow we elected to shoot on the Arri Alexa Mini along with the Zeiss Master Anamorphics, which is a pretty pricey rig. And the reason we elected to use that setup is because this is going to be a nationally syndicated commercial. This is going to play, you know, across all types of TV, across all types of mediums, and we really need that quality and just that level of dynamic range. I could go into technical stuff too, but this is what the big boys shoot commercials on, and that's what Wirebuzz needs to do right now.
Beautiful. He's Devin Dresbeck. Man has a bike and helmets and props galore. He's going to different parks around the town. Remember, everybody, don't tell the city that we're poaching in, okay? That's all between us on this episode. Devin, thanks for joining me on the Toddcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dude, crush it. Thanks so much, bro.
Yeah, man, no worries.
All right, he's Devin, and well, of course, you know me. I'm Todd. We're in the studio right now. The crew is packing up all of our hard cases that are going to be rolling out, and how nice is it to not be taking them on an airplane? Devin, you get to stay at home tonight. That's rare.
I get to sleep in my own bed. That is a treat.
Yes, because rarely do we have a shoot day where we're not going somewhere around this big blue planet of ours to go execute. And anyway, when that video's done, I'll make sure to drop it on social so you can see it and know what went into it and all the fun that we had. Look, if you're trying to figure out how to get your business next level and be able to sell in this new world where you can't get physical access to your prospects, you need to use the power of digital marketing and savvy sales tactics and video, and you want to know how to do it, well, I've got 20 minutes featuring some of my best secrets that you can watch for free. And you can go access that at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. That's wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And on that page, there's also a form to fill out if you'd like to get onto a call, a 15-minute call with me or one of my top strategists to figure out if we could be of help to get your company to the next level, and we'll look forward to being of service to you. On behalf of the WireBuzz crew that's getting to stay home, I give you a big peace out, and I look forward to talking with you in our next episode. Peace.